if you are leaving your home for the summer or plan to be gone for an extended period of time, what should you do before locking up and leaving out? We've got a couple articles on that. One, basic things you can do as a homeowner. And then Rosie's got one, things to have a neighbor or a personal friend check on. And it's funny reading these, a lot of them, with as smart homes develop and we've got more features in our home and Nest Door cameras and everything, a lot of these may, you know, be tactics that most people don't need to practice anymore.
That's true.
Very for true. A lot of old school of us, leave the air conditioner on. Turn it up, you know, around 90, but you don't want the inside of your house to cook while you're gone. And keeping your home at 90 degrees is not an expensive feature when that's the only electrical using appliance. Well, depending on your fridge and freezer and what you have there, we'll get to that in a minute. But when that's the only thing running and you're keeping it up at 90, depending on the size of your home, I mean, that shouldn't be.
If it's a reasonably well-built home, that should be very inexpensive and worth it for the value of everything you've got in the house, the artwork, the furniture.
Well, and especially if it's a wood frame home, not letting the inside heat up that much. It'll dry out the wood furniture. It'll dry out the wood frames on your windows. So keep it at 90. And in every room of your house, fill up a 5-gallon bucket of water and leave it there. When we're in our homes, when we're living in them, there's a lot of moisture that's added, either from our bodies, from natural perspiration and laundry and cooking and showers. And water running adds that humidity to the air. So you want to keep that consistent. Just place 5-gallon buckets through each room of your home to let it naturally evaporate in the home and keep that air moisture level from not going to zero.
And the way an air conditioner works is it takes humidity out of the air. So an empty house set on 90 can get extremely, if it's a well-built home that doesn't have a lot of air leakage from the outside, can get extremely dry inside. So a couple 5-gallon buckets, you'll be amazed when you get back how little water, if any, is left in those barrels. It literally gets sucked right out of it. So there, keep your air conditioner on. What else you got?
Well, again, the 5-gallon buckets, and that could be one of the things you have your neighbor check when they come over regularly, weekly or monthly or whatever, to fill those up. Most of us don't have newspaper subscriptions anymore, you know, so you don't have to worry about getting that redirected. But that is a great value of a P.O. box and having somebody check that regularly or having it all directed. But, you know, the lighting scheme of your home is
Before you go there, for P.O. boxes and deliveries and stuff like that, that's one of the things you're going to want your neighbors to look for, is people hanging door knocker promotions on your door or setting it in the weather stripping or putting it in the screen. Don't allow those things to accumulate on the front of your door or the front of your house. It shouts, "I'm empty, I'm empty." So that is one thing you will want your neighbor to walk occasionally and make sure coupons for the neighbor pizza shop or the neighbor dry cleaning shop aren't just left hanging on your door. As a matter of fact, the police departments have become pretty united in asking people to quit marketing that way. So we don't see those quite as often as we used to. But P.O. box, mail, mailbox, newspapers, and door hanging clippers all need to be picked up regularly. And you're getting ready to go to lighting.
Making sure that you're changing your lighting scheme. Again, one of those things that right now, for a lot of our homes, the neighbor would have to come over and manually can, with smart home and light bulbs and Internet of Things, those are schemes we can change on our phone with very little infrastructure change. Anything that looks consistent, it's like a scarecrow, it eventually
doesn't get very scary when it hasn't moved in 3 weeks.
Right. same with your house. Anything static or standing starts to become very obvious. Even changing the window settings of your treatments, having them open and closed, and windows that have drawn curtains for weeks at a time with nothing changing and no lighting just are very obvious signs that it's a target.
We're asked a lot about, should I turn my water off? And this is a place, depending on how your house is set up, we generally don't recommend you turning your water off. Chances are you've got some amount of landscaping that's on an irrigation system that will need water through the summer, for sure. You wouldn't want any of that to go dry for 5 months while you're gone. And one of the things we would ask our neighbor to do is once a month, just go through and turn every faucet on and off, hot and cold. You can turn your water heater off or turn it to vacation mode. Go around and flush every toilet and go ahead and turn a bathtub and shower on just to make sure. Because what we were talking about with the air conditioning in an empty house, it's literally going to suck the humidity out of those P traps. And very often you'll come back to your home and it will have that sewer smell. And it's because all the P traps in your showers, baths, and vanities have dried up. And that methane is being sucked back into the house by the air conditioner turning on and off. So you keep those P traps full. You keep the faucet water gaskets, the rubber gaskets, nimble by using them once a month while you're gone, and leave the water turned on. And there is a way you can protect yourself from water leaks. And we'll talk about that when we get back. Simple little device, a part of this smart home management, managing away while you're gone.